Colwood resident Charlotte Gourley is not someone to kick the proverbial can down the street. She prefers to pick it up and put it in the trash. There's a quote somewhere that says, "You get what you tolerate," and I thought, well, if I walk by it, I'm tolerating it. So I don't tolerate litter, I pick it up, says Gourley. With her no-nonsense attitude to litter bugs, Gourley regularly picks up trash while out on her walks, something she noticed other Colwood locals were doing too. But instead of working in silos, what if everyone joined forces in the war on trash, she thought. So we can combine our efforts and be more aware of what each other is doing. From that idea came the new group, Promoting Involvement for Community Cleanup Colwood, better known as PIC Colwood. Set up with the help of City of Colwood staff and a small group of residents, PIC Colwood plans to organize litter cleanup events throughout the year in an effort to bring residents together, boost community pride, and make the city a cleaner, healthier place. But this is no ordinary litter picking movement, there's a twist. PIC Colwood also plans to collect data on the types of trash they are finding and where it accumulates. We know there are groups that focus on the waterways like OceanWise. They do a tremendous job of gathering data on what's on our shorelines, said Gourley. But I thought there's a gap because we're not seeing what's on our residential streets or our commuter streets. Lots of people pick up litter and that's fantastic, but we have no idea how much or what. The information gathered will help focus the group's cleanup efforts where they are needed most, identify major sources of litter, and start conversations with businesses and the community to develop solutions. So we can base strategies on evidence that's there and hopefully be more effective, Gourley said. Data collection will also allow PIC Colwood to measure its progress over time and advocate for better waste management policies, like the location of garbage bins and more accountability for litter bugs. The group has already started to notice some trends, says Gourley. On residential streets, most of the troublesome litter appears to have escaped from blue box recycling bins. While on streets like Veterans Memorial Parkway, Cairndale, and Wishart, Gourley explains there is more fast food trash, such as wrappers and drink containers. So maybe there's something we can do about that. Focusing on the cause, says Gourley. Colwood resident Charlotte Gourley hopes to inspire the community to clean up the city. Ben Fenlon, Goldstream News Gazette. While PIC Colwood is still in its infancy, Gourley says there has already been an overwhelmingly positive reaction from the community, with many people reaching out to ask how they can get involved. Gourley also hopes to involve local schools, organizations, and youth groups, including the Scouts, where her son Doug Gourley is a leader. And with two cleanup events already organized and more in the works, there will be an abundance of opportunities to get stuck in and tidy up Colwood. For Earth Day on April 22nd, the group will be targeting Souk Road, and on April 26th events are planned for two locations, Esquimalt Lagoon Beach and Heatherbell Road. Ultimately, Gourley hopes the new initiative will encourage others to take more pride in their city, as even the smallest of gestures can make a difference, she says. If someone spots me cleaning up Veterans Memorial when they're driving by, maybe it will make them think twice and hold on to their litter. Maybe it'll make a difference. It would be fantastic if Colwood was recognized as a community with very little litter, a clean community, and maybe we can even get our neighboring municipalities on board. For more information about how to get involved with PIC Colwood, email picklewood@gmail.com or visit the website www.colwood.ca/city-hall/employment-volunteering/volunteer-opportunities/colwood-clean-team-litter-pic-form.